Karnataka by polls hold key to BJP government survival by Fakir Balaji. Bengaluru, November 14. Social news XYZ. Results of the 15 assembly by-elections on December 5 would decide the survival of the over 4-month BJP government in Karnataka, as the ruling party is still short of 8 to 9 seats for even a simple majority, 113, in the 225-member house. Vote count is on December 9. Though the Supreme Court allowed the 17 disqualified and former Congress and JDS legislators to contest in the by-elections, the BJP government's continuation depends on their victory at the hustings as its candidates. At least 8 of the 15 have to win to save the government from the brink, as they were also responsible for its formation on July 26, a political analyst told Yans. Upholding the former State Assembly Speaker K.R. Ramesh Kumar's July 25-28 orders disqualifying the rebels under the anti-defection law, the three-judge bench, however, allowed them to contest in the by-polls the Election Commission postponed from October 21, as their joint petitions were pending before the top court since August. As all the rebels will contest the by-polls on the BJP ticket after joining it on Thursday, the onus will be on them in the ruling party to win at least 8 to 9 of the 15 seats to continue in office for the remaining over 3 years till May 2023, said the analyst. The 14 disqualified rebels expelled from the Congress are Mahesh Kumatlalli, Shriman B. Patil, Ramesh Jakiholi, Pratap Gota Patil, Shivaram Hebbar, B. C. Patil, R. Shankar, Anand Singh, K. Sudhakar, B. A. Bisivaraj, S. T. Somashega, Muniratna, R. Roshan Beg and M. T. B. Nagraj. The three disqualified rebels expelled from the JDSIH. Vishwanath, K. C. Narayana Gowda and K. Gopala. The by-elections will be held in Athani, Kagwad, Gokak, Yelapura, Ayakuri, Ranabanur, Vijayanagara, Chikbolapura, KRpura, Yeshwanthpura, Mahalakshmi Layout, Shivajinagar, Hosakote, KRPT and Hunsur. By-polls in Muski, Raichur District and RR Nagar, Bengaluru Southwest have been withheld due to litigation in the Karnataka High Court over their results in the May 2018 assembly elections. We are upbeat on winning at least dozen seats to ensure not only more than simple majority, but also provide a stable government for the remaining term over 3 years of the present 5-year assembly, as the candidates are strong on their home turf and will contest on a ruling party symbol, a BJP's state unit spokesman G. Madhusudan told Yans. With 17 vacancies, the BJP has 104 lawmakers in the current 208-member assembly in support of one independent to have a simple majority of 105 as the halfway mark. Of the remaining members, the Congress has 66, JDS 34 and one each of the BSP, Speaker and one nominated in the 208-member assembly. As the opposition Congress and the JDS are contesting the by-elections separately as estranged allies, it will be advantage BJP in a triangular contest with their votes divided vertically, said the spokesman. Mocking at the BJP's claims, a Congress spokesman told Yans that it would go all out to retain the 14 seats it lost after its former legislators resigned a year after they were won in the May 2018 assembly elections on the grounds that the 14-month-old coalition government did not do anything for the development of their constituencies across the southern state. We will expose all the turncoats whose disqualification the Supreme Court upheld and allowed them to contest in the by-elections. We will see with what face our former legislators will seek votes from the electorate when they defied the party's whip and abstained from the assembly on July 23, which resulted in the collapse of our 14-month coalition government after its chief minister resigned for failing to win the trust vote, Congress spokesman Ravi Gowda told Yans. The Congress on October 31 announced names of 8 candidates to contest from as many constituencies and was waiting for the apex court's judgment to field.